from London, BBC Caribbean Report. As international pressure mounts on the Guyana government to hold free and fair elections, a U.S. congressman threatens a total cutoff in U.S. aid.
As far as we're concerned, we ought not to be giving them any money at all, as long as they don't provide the minimum assurances of a fair election.
And a man in Baltimore has been charged with illegally importing hundreds of nannies from Trinidad and Tobago. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A U.S. congressman has called for a total cutoff in U.S. economic aid to Guyana if the PNC government fails to make immediate progress towards electoral reform. General elections are due in Guyana by March of 1991. Congressman Ted Wyce is a New York Democrat and one of the eight signatories to a letter sent to Secretary of State James Baker 2 weeks ago calling for monies intended for Guyana under the appropriations and supplemental appropriations to be withheld. Congressman Wyce told me specifically what he hoped the letter would achieve.
Well, we're hopeful that the United States will be able to exercise some leverage and influence on the government of Guyana to make sure that the elections that are upcoming are not conducted in the same fraudulent fashion that the ones dating back to the 1960s have been.
Is this move unprecedented?
No, we, time to time, on a fairly regular basis, take note of American commitments to places in the world where the form of government and government practices are such that, in the opinion of members of Congress, American assistance should not be flowing, and this is one of those situations.